The Wisconsin protest coincides with another one in Syracuse, New York, where 38 people are on trial for trespassing at the Hancock Air National Guard base in April while protesting a similar drone training program there. Joy First of Monona is the spokeswoman for the vigil in Wisconsin. She says the drones used in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Libya, and Yemen have killed more innocent civilians than terrorists.
There's credible reports that about 2,000 innocent people have been killed by the use of drones. And our country says, well, we can target terrorists, but the fact is that many, many, many more innocent people are being killed.
First says drones have killed fewer than 100 confirmed terrorists. But Lieutenant Colonel Jackie Guthrie of the Wisconsin National Guard says the pilots being trained in Wisconsin are learning how to fly unarmed surveillance drones. She says the three unmanned shadow aircraft in use in Wisconsin now are actually designed to help commanders on the ground prevent civilian deaths.
Its purpose is to be able to train and, when deployed, be used on the battlefield to allow the commander to assess the situation and hopefully make more informed decisions about where to put people and how to react to the situation on the ground to be more successful and, of course, to save lives.
The state will spend $4 million next year to build a facility to house the shadows and provide more training space for drone pilots. Opponents of the program plan more vigils in Wisconsin in the coming months. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.